From the RegionalMediaNews.com newsroom, I'm Ryan Gatenby, brought to you by Rainet. Illinois lost more residents to other states than it gained in the most recent U.S. Census report. About 282,000 people moved out of Illinois, while roughly 200,000 moved in, resulting in a net loss of about 82,000 residents, mostly to neighboring states and the Sun Belt. Vintage jewelry, rare coins, and collectible sports cards are up for grabs at the Illinois State Treasurer's iCash Unclaimed Property Auction this week. You can view items and bid online at hibid.com. Healthcare providers say new federal rural health grants will help Illinois hospitals with upgrades but won't offset expected Medicaid cuts. Illinois will receive about $193 million a year, one of the smallest awards among neighboring states, as hundreds of thousands could lose coverage. From the RegionalMediaNews.com newsroom, I'm Ryan Gatenby.
Progressive presents a guided meditation.
Hear the birds sing. A chipmunk nibbling on an acorn. Smell the pine needles gently falling into your living room as the breeze blows through the gaping hole in your roof. Gaze up at that broken tree branch and relax, because you bundled your home and auto with Progressive and have the peace of mind of 24/7 protection. So relaxing.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.